Welcome. We are broadcasting live from the mothership. You are tuned in and listening to Starseed Energy Radio with your host Jonah Bolt. Starseed Energy Radio, where you can always tune in to hear the colors and see the music. Starseed Energy Radio goes live in 3, 2, 1.
Thanks for tuning in. You are listening to Starseed Energy Radio. You can always tune in on Friday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern to hear the colors and see the music. I am your host, Jonah Bolt, as always. Today is Friday, November 18th, 2011. That was a sample from DJ Scalar, Michael Scalar's new mix, Come Kick It With Me. I'll be playing some more of that mix throughout the show. Joining us on the show tonight is Pope McElvey with HarmonyForHumanity.org. He is an awesome local music artist as well as an awesome organization, Harmony for Humanity, we're going to talk about, and he'll be joining us the second part of the show. That's Pope McElvey. And also, before we get started, a shout out to all the StarFam, Galactic Federation of Light, and all the Starship Commanders out there in the universe, all the Palladians, Octorians, and Andromedians, and all multiple dimensional beings of light. And a shout out to Metatron and the Metatronic Council for last week's 11-11 Oneness Meditation. And for all the listeners that did not get to hear that show, Simeon was nice enough to do an MP3 and available for download. So just check out StarseedEnergyRadio.com. And you will see the download link on there for all of you to enjoy. You can download it and do the meditation yourself. It's an awesome, awesome meditation, and I encourage you to download it. And jumping right into it, I have a ton of news to cover tonight. I don't even know if I'll get through it all. I literally have like 8 pages, 9 pages of news stories. So I'm going to move pretty fast, and I'll try to post as many of these up as I can over the weekend. for the all the listeners out there to check out the articles themselves. As always, everything we talk about here on Starseed Energy Radio, I encourage you to check out YouTube, Google, do your own research, do your own searching around, and come to your own conclusions. But these are the stories reporting on this week. First, we'll jump into Occupy Wall Street. Tens of thousands of people massed yesterday in Foley Square, and thousands more are en route. A few hours ago, thousands of students, workers, and other supporters gathered at Union Square chanting, "Shut the city down," and using the people's mic to share more stories of how banks and corporation greed have impacted the 99%. Simultaneously, occupiers took to multiple subway stations in all five boroughs. We've been talking about this. This all started on September 17th by Adbusters and Anonymous, and it has now spread all over the world to over 80 countries, over 2,500 cities. And New York has been the epicenter of the Occupy Wall Street movement. NYPD also yesterday were using their LRAD sonic weapons against Occupy Wall Street protesters. Those are the sonic weapons they're using against people there. And also the NYPD were assaulting multiple people. There is multiple videos out there on YouTube. One of them I saw NYPD assaults a man. Another one punches a woman in the face. And these are just unbelievable, civil rights, anything, just the whole thing of what's going on, of how the police are protecting the elite and just doing what the banks say and not allowing the people to express our First Amendment rights. So it's getting worse, and it's spreading how worse it's getting, and I'll go into that in a minute. Also, Occupy Wall Street judge rules protesters cannot occupy Zuccotti Park, where the Occupy Wall Street began. So a judge has ruled that. Then there was an immediate a freeze for a few hours, and the judges said that they could occupy it, but it has been ruled as of yesterday that they cannot, even though protesters are still surrounding Zuccotti Park and still trying to get in it. The Occupy movement is taken to other parks in New York and to other places around to gather. Another video I saw, a girl manhandled, cops pulling a girl by her hair. People started yelling that it was police brutality. Another one, protesters stormed the New York Stock Exchange as dozens arrested. This also happened yesterday. Occupy Wall Street protesters made their way to the New York Stock Exchange to protest Wall Street and a growing movement worldwide. A lot of them were arrested. A lot of them had some shoving with the police and also some of the brokers that live down there. Some pretty interesting videos out there. This is the second month anniversary yesterday of the Occupy Wall Street movement, and New York City police just yesterday arrested at least 200 people during clashes between police and the Occupy Wall Street demonstrators. Also, what happened this week is a Homeland Security coordinated 18-city police crackdown on the Occupy Wall Street protests. According to Oakland Mayor Gene, 18 cities coordinated police crackdowns on Occupy Wall Street. Wankati reports that Homeland Security likely organized the crackdowns. Remember when people were freaking out over the Patriot Act and Homeland Security, and all this was conveniently ready to go post 9/11 police state stuff? Because it would obviously be just a matter of time before the whole apparatus was turned against non-Muslim Americans when they started getting complain about what's going on, about the social injustice and economic injustice and economic inequality and endless recession and permanent unemployment. So this whole Homeland Security that we jammed through the system is now in turn affecting our own people protesting the streets, expressing their constitutional rights to the First Amendment. So the crackdown on Occupy protests and the criminalization of dissident information through the United States is totally illegal. We've already talked about how the police are using tear gas, flashbang grenades, which is totally illegal. You cannot use that against civilians. It's been happening all over the country. So according to the tally, what we have now, there have been over 3,600 arrests at Occupy protests, mostly in the United States, including 943 in New York, 370 in Tuscan, 350 in Chicago, 206 in Oakland, and 153 in Boston. Police cleared out the Occupy camp in Oakland, California, in a pre-dawn raid on Monday, resulting in 32 arrests. That followed the shutting down of the Portland, Oregon encampment, in which 50 people were arrested last week, and police used truncheons to also unarm students attempting to set up camp at the University of California in Berkeley. Police crackdowns at Occupy sites stir debate. The American Civil Liberties Union has filed lawsuits and in some instances won temporary restraining orders on behalf of the Occupy activists, which I spoke about a little earlier, which was New York, just for temporary, and also in Nashville, Oakland, California, and Trenton, New Jersey. So there are people that are helping the protesters, which is the American Civil Liberties. So you can contact them if you know anyone who has been injured or has been falsely arrested in any of these protests. Contact the American Civil Liberties Union and .com. You can check that out as well. Also coming and standing to protect the protesters are sheriffs all across the nation. Listen to this article. Sheriffs take on the feds and threaten with SWAT team. This article goes on to say, as more people become dissatisfied with the federal government controls and land grabs, it was inevitable that the local law enforcement would eventually see the bigger picture. At the Northern California Fairgrounds of York last month, seven California sheriffs and another from Oregon gathered with a large group of citizens to say they are finally going to do something about it. A giant has been awakened, said Plums County, California Sheriff Greg Hegwood. And they didn't count on that, speaking about the federal bureaucracy and what's going on in Washington. With exposure of the Emergency Management Center in San Luis a few decades ago, California began to offer the rest of the nation some evidence of the psychological conditioning aimed for the federal level at state, county, and city law enforcement. Nevada Sheriff Tony DiMeo stops federal government feds engaging in illegal confiscation of cattle and water rights of county property owners. We talked about this. There are several states in the United States right now that is totally against the law, and you can't even collect rainwater from rainwater collection off your roof. And I just found out this is also a law in South Carolina. I just found that out this week. There's actual laws that state you cannot catch the rain falling from the sky. Good to see that some of these sheriffs are standing up for our rights. Another county, Dean Wilson, is sheriff of Del Norton County, Sacramento, was a great example of the Great Awakening. He received the loudest and longest applause for his candor in confessing past faults after apologizing for not understanding the central government's assault on land grab being committed against the people and what he said should have been doing about it a long time ago. Only in the past year has he done a turnaround and began to behave as a county sheriff instead of an extension of federal law enforcement. And that's really what a lot of people want to hear is people come to terms and just say, we're sorry, we messed up, and turn that page. The fact is that no one's coming forward. I mean, look at this. We're 2 months into Occupy Wall Street now. You haven't seen one indictment with the bankers. You haven't seen any bankers even being going after by the federal government, even though it's proven over and over and over again. This is a gigantic Ponzi scheme, stock market, the derivatives, the futures market, which we'll get into in another article in a minute. The world's largest future market just shut its doors this week, and we'll get into that. So the Occupy Wall Street is being, you know, protected in some ways by the civil liberty laws, and it's also there are some voices standing up to people, including Captain Ray Lewis joins the Occupy Wall Street protest, gives a message to NYPD, and slams the greed 1% from Zuccotti Park. This was a retired Philadelphia captain who was down and walked by Occupy Wall Street, who was arrested yesterday. I saw the YouTube video, but it was good to see a ex-captain supporting the movement. Also, Kuwaiti protesters stormed Parliament. Thousands of Kuwaitis have stormed the Parliament in the capital after security forces beat up protesters who marched towards the Prime Minister's home to call for his resignation. Looks like Occupy Kuwait City has begun. San Francisco police arrest 100 in Bank of America protests. Officers end at 4-hour standoff at Occupy Movement demonstrators, mostly UC students, take over a bank lobby. Not only are people cracking down the Occupy Movement protesters, but also on journalists. According to some reporters, police have denied them access to cover the Occupy Movement. In New York, reporters with NYPD press passes are being physically removed from the scene, and some even arrested. The reporters are being arrested and removed from the scene. Elderly and pregnant women attacked at Occupy Wall Street. While eyes and ears across the globe are watching Occupy Wall Street protesters reclaim New York's Zuccotti Park Tuesday night, on the other side of the U.S., police brutally cracked down on the Occupy Wall Street encampments in San Francisco and Seattle and 16 other cities. Also, there was an 84-year-old activist, Dorley Rain, also being pepper sprayed. I saw a YouTube video of. Check that out. It's horrible. Spread it. Show what these cops and what these elite guards, I'll call them, the stormtroopers for the Galactic Federation, that is the elite of the planet. I saw a funny stormtrooper talking about the police that are now in their full riot gear, and it totally is. If you look at these cities and how they're dressed, they have tanks on some of the streets against the protesters, especially in California. I saw some videos of that. So check out the video. Another elderly woman also pepper sprayed, a younger one, 71 years old. And this is also stemming. You see a lot of the colleges getting into this. Why? This article goes on to say, crisis of generations, younger Americans moving back home in large numbers, student loan default rates surging, largely due to for-profit college expansion. And I've talked about this before. All the colleges are raising their college intuitions. This is a depression we are in, and things are going down. And the unemployment is growing, and so are the student unemployment growing. The United States has over 4,000 college institutions, which have been raising tuition and fees for far faster than the overall rate of inflation, and that is a big, big problem. It is the new housing bubble, and I've been talking about this. Pay attention to it. It's the new college bubble. Combine this with a younger and poorer population, you have a recipe for massive debt. As the recession drags painfully on, being the deepest and longest economic contraction since the Great Depression. So what do you expect American people occupy is what's going to happen. You have students, everyone out of work. The real numbers is 20 to 25% of Americans right now are out of work. Over 50% of Americans are getting government checks every month. What do you think is going to happen when the system stops? Because the system is winding up to stop. So that is the update on the Occupy Wall Street movement. In a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. Check out OccupyTheNation.com. On to the Fukushima update. Japan, Fukushima update. We've been covering this for almost 8 months now. The mainstream media does not talk about it. And here this article goes on to say, Japan farm radioactive levels probed. New research has found that radioactive material in parts of northern eastern Japan exceeds levels considered safe for farming. So now northern parts of Japan can no longer farm food in. The radiation is too high. Also, another article I found this week is radioactive iodine blankets much of Europe. Elevated levels of radioactive iodine have been detected in Germany, Sweden, Slovakia, Austria, the Czech Republic, and Hungary. The Stockholm News reports that Denmark and Poland are also experiencing heightened radiation. And this article goes on to note that Russia has also been hit as well. Are Fukushima reactors 5 and 6 also in trouble? Yes, they are. They're not even being talked about in the news, but they originally reported there are leaks at those reactors. How bad? We don't know because no one's talking about it, but they're bad. Going on to the Libya crisis we've been covering, perfect example of how America is just a big tyranny and dictatorship going on a world escapade to take over different countries. We're now in the Horn of Africa. We've been talking about the drone strikes we've been doing in all these countries. We're in 6 Middle Eastern countries now, and it's just crazy what happened over in Libya. You hear us talk about it every week because it is just a shame. Over 50,000 civilians have been killed by NATO and U.S. air raids. This article goes on to say, oil and blood feuds in liberated Libya, and this is what's going on now. Libya's interim government is quick to hand out contracts for the country's energy resources. Questions have been raised over its ability to restore order. There's been clashes between gunmen from different tribal areas, resulting in at least 13 deaths. There's still fighting going on there, except now it's tribal fighting. Another article, and this one just goes to show you once again why we went over there and why the UK went over there. Invading Libya brings UK government £200 billion. The British government has announced that its role in invading Libya would bring its profits to around $200 billion, winning contracts for rebuilding the country. I meant £200 billion, sorry. After the UK Department of Trade and Investment announced that the British government could enjoy profits of up to £200 billion gained from contracts to put Libya together, it emerged that the British government had made an excellent investment by spending nearly £300 million by bombing Libya. So it cost them £300 million to bomb it with a gained investment of $200 billion on contracts to rebuild the country. Silence in the face of deception is consent. Get the word out of what we did in Libya. It is horrible, and it's horrible to even say that you're part of this country in America when you know that we just went in there and bombed 50,000 civilians, killed them, and wounded about 60, 70,000. Now they're under investigation, NATO is, for humanity, for war crimes. So it's a fact of what's going on. Get this information out there because you don't hear it in the mainstream news. Earth changes are still the same. There has been earthquakes all over the United States, all over the world, the Canary Islands. Due to Yellowstone this last week, there's been growing grounds of the expansion of the underground lava and molten rock that is bubbling up towards the earth. This is happening all over the world. It's like as if it's getting ready for something really big to explode. Pay attention to the air changes. Now on to the regular news. This is an awesome article and just goes to show you, once again, we're not the only ones here in the universe, by far. There is infinite amounts of life in the multiverses. This is just one universe we're in. And this article goes on to say, Jupiter moon Europa has shallow lakes. Scientists have found the best evidence yet for water just beneath the surface on Jupiter's icy moon Europa. Analysis of the moon's surface suggests plumes of warmer water well up beneath its icy shell, melting and fracturing the outer layers. The results published in the Journal of Nature predict that the small lakes exist only 3 kilometers below the crust. Any liquid water could represent a potential habitat for life. It's funny because I remember growing up that all the planets were dead. Now, in the last couple of years, we're finding water on this one, water on Mars, water here, and, you know, just more of the truth coming out to we are not the only ones out here. There's life forms everywhere. And many of us have traveled from many of these distant star galaxies and different dimensions to come here and experience Earth. So it's so good to hear the Earth science people finally admit and tell us more about what we already know. But it's good to see it out in the paper. So there is water on Jupiter's moons. Also, this article, outrage at UK plan to put audio recorders in taxis. Civil liberties campaigners on Monday expressed outrage at an English city's plan to install audio recorders in licensed taxi cabs as a security measure. And this goes on to say it will now be videotaping and audio taping every single person who gets in cabs in London. More of a police state. It's not just here. It's also Europe. It is also China, Russia, all over the world, with these bankers that are connected to the global elites that are basically clamping down the entire world. And this next article just goes to prove it some more. Google and Facebook battle U.S. anti-piracy laws. The proposed Stop Online Piracy Act and the Protection IP Act, which I've talked about here in the show, have set the technology industry against music and film companies in a debate, and this controversy is over Britain's Digital Economic Act. There's also an act going through the U.S. this week, which is basically a U.S. bill that's going through Congress, which is creating the greatest firewall in America. And this one goes on to say Google, Facebook, Twitter, eBay, Mozilla all send a letter to Congress, and websites fight Hill on piracy bill. Forget the interest groups. The Internet itself is fighting back against Congress. New players to the Washington battlefield, including the blogging platform Tumblr and the web browser Mozilla, used their homepages Wednesday to brandish black banners urging users to stop censorship by asking lawmakers to reject the Stop Online Piracy Act. The bill that the House Judiciary Committee held a hearing for on Wednesday seeks to crack down on online copyright piracy of movies, music, and other content and goods, but has aroused the ire of Internet companies and users alike. They fear the legislation would wind up censoring the web and potentially penalizing innocent actors. 108 university law professors signed this letter in opposition to the Senate's Protect IP Act S.968. Now, I've been talking about this all year. They've been pushing through different acts to cut down on shows like this one or any shows that get whatever the government doesn't want you to hear, like the Alex Jones, David Icke's. And this act right here is by far the most, really, the craziest one, so the biggest censorship act so far, and went through Congress this week, and if it gets passed, it is not good. The Internet itself is putting up a fight to fight against Congress on this one. The Internet. This is including the Mozilla and Google and Facebook, Twitter, eBay are fighting Congress not to pass this bill. It should be the American people, but that sounds like it's just a dream. Especially these days, the Occupy movement is a great start, but we need a lot more of us out there, a lot more of us taking action, because as good as the Occupy movement is, to have only 10,000 people in Manhattan of a city of 9 million is pretty sad. There should be 100,000. There should be 500,000 people. It's a good start. We're on our way to there, but you need to stand up and voice of what's going on. You're not going to hear this stuff in the mainstream news. That's why I urge listeners all the time, spread this show, get people on the website, listen to the archives, check out my Twitter feed. I'm always posting updates all week long, and this is what you have to pay attention to. The bills that are being passed in the shadows of the night by the new interim super committee, which I'll talk about in a minute, that Congress has just put together, which is totally illegal. Another article talking about Congress and being illegal. This one starts off, no, it is not legal for Congress to inside trade. but they do anyways. The fact that many members of Congress appear to have traded non-public information in their personal brokerage accounts during the financial crisis is outrageous. But since this bombshell news broke on Sunday night, the excuse has been that. However ridiculous it may sound, insider trading is legal for Congress. This same assertion has been reported for years. Every time someone observes that Congress members do much better in their personal stock trading than average investors do. Unlike average Joes, the pundits explain, Congress has exempted itself from inside trading laws, so Congress people are allowed to trade on private information that they gather in the course of their work, while other Americans can't. Give you a perfect example, this other article is headed, Senator Feinstein loaded up with biotech stock just before company received $24 million government grant. That's a perfect example of inside trading. Congress knows they're going to get a grant. Senator Feinstein here goes in and says, yeah, give me 10,000 stocks of this biotech stock. The next day they get a $24 million government grant, the stock shoots to the roof. That's inside trading for you. It's going on. It's totally illegal. But the American people just sit back and let it happen. Yeah, it's okay. It's Congress. Meanwhile, Congress members are making more than the investors. Moving on. Asthma drugs kill more than asthma itself. FDA ignores risk. We've been talking about the FDA. It's a total government program. They don't really care about your health, nor does anything else, the TSA or the CIA or the FBI or anything else like that. This article goes on to say, following a long line of reports finding pharmaceutical drugs to be a deadlier than traffic accidents and many illegal drugs, it has now come out that many asthma drugs are actually killing more patients than asthma itself. Wake up, people. Say it all the time. I talk about this almost every show. These pharmaceutical STD tests for college students and kids in high school are killing people. These new flu shots are actually getting people more sick. The antibiotics that they give us when we're sick, the antibiotics actually eat the good cells in our digestive tract in our stomach that actually makes us weaker over time. This is the real stuff that's going on, people. That's why I say silence in the face of deception is consent. And that's why I go over these articles, because once you know this, you research it, and you find out for yourself it's truth, then you have to spread the truth. You can't live in the shadows and fear anymore, because the fear is what's going to hold you back. So be bold, know your information, go on the site, StarChangerRadio.com, or go on any of these sites, Natural News, What Really Happened. I mean, I have all these sites listed on the website, and check this stuff out. Also, what they're trying to do, I spoke about this 6 months ago, they're pushing it through Congress now, trying to. Experts push for lithium to be added to our drinking water. Come on. Apparently, there are not enough chemicals already added to our drinking water, as there is now a call by experts to further poison our water supply by adding lithium. Their main reason is to decrease suicide and violent crime rates. The lithium, if you know what lithium does, it will make you like a total sheeple, a drone. They already have fluoride in the water, calcifying our pineal gland, because they don't want the shift of consciousness to be buzzing our third eye. They don't want us to be like, oh, what's this thing buzzing in the middle of my forehead? Let's put some fluoride in the water, in deodorant, in toothpaste. They put fluoride just in anything you can. Even the baby drinking water at the local market here has baby drinking water enriched with fluoride. I don't get it. I don't get it. There's multiple tests that show fluoride destroys your DNA, makes you sick, calcifies your pineal gland and other things, and people still feed fluoridated water to their kids. Come on. Obama praises Australia's draconian carbon tax. This article and the next couple articles talk about Obama and really what he's about and what he's been into and what I warned people about even before he took office. Within the first 2 months, he elected like 18 different czars, which were all his Wall Street buddies, which the czars answer to nobody in Congress. That's how all these acts get passed, like the Food Drug Administration, his boy. And it's just crazy. So these next three, four articles again on the show that show you Obama and what his regime is really about. And I say regime because that's what they are. President Barack Obama has ominously praised Australia's draconian carbon tax, even as it details emerge over how the government plans to fine businesses up to $1.1 million merely for suggesting the fact that the new tax will cause prices to rise. So if a business even says anything against this new carbon tax that the world's trying, the elite's trying to put on people, they get fined. Another article, Obama power grab for entire world stuns Russia and China. According to these reports, Nigerian military sources have confirmed Obama's plan to deploy U.S. military forces in the country and yet another extension of the Pentagon's shadow war in the African continent, designed to take control of this region and the vast oil and mineral resources there. And I talked about this a couple weeks ago. We're doing drone strikes in Pakistan, Somalia, Yemen. We just took over Libya. Now we're going into Nigeria. They don't talk about this on the news. This is what's going on. We're doing a world expansion of our military with using drones. So because it's drones, it's not foots on the ground, they'd be getting away with it. With more than 9,000 U.S. military bases in all seven continents and with a defense budget that outspends all the other nations in the world combined, Russian diplomats warn that these latest developments strip bare Obama's true intentions, which they described as being nothing short of total world domination. China and Russia are telling the U.S., yo, chill out, relax. If you bomb Syria or Iran, it's going to be a big mistake. And I'll go into that in a minute. Man charged with trying to assassinate President Obama. This was a 21-year-old Idaho guy. This was this week. He pulled up in front of the White House, shot some rounds from an AK-47. They caught up to him earlier or later than that and arrested him. A couple of the bullets actually hit the White House. One of them was caught in the bulletproof glass that they have there. But this is something that you might see more and more of because the country's going in upheaval and there are no answers on the horizon. Nothing. The government is not going after the bankers. The government's not doing anything for the jobs. It's just going on and on without anyone really seeing to do anything, any solutions on the horizon. And these things are going to spur up more and more. This one is a indicator, if all, of the global financial financial system is right around the corner, the collapse. The world's largest investment banking firm in the world closed its doors. The entire system has been utterly destroyed by the MF Global collapse, presenting the first MF Global casualty. And this letter is from the head of the largest investment banking. And I'm going to read this because this is what they posted on their website. And I saw Gerald Celente, who I've talked about, I'm trying to get him on the show, talk this Monday how MF closed down. He got a call this Monday, and they said his money's gone, six figures, as well as thousands of other people. They just shut their doors, closed up, and Gerald Celente was freaking out, blah, 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 blah. Well, this is a letter from the president, the head person of the MF Global casualty, and it reads, "The reason for my decision to pull the plug was excruciatingly simple. I could no longer tell my clients that their monies and positions were safe in the futures and options market because they are not. And this goes not just for my clients, but for every futures and options account in the United States. The entire system has been utterly destroyed by the MF Global collapse. Given this sad reality, I could not in good conscience take one more step as a commodity broker, soliciting trades that I knew were unsafe or holding funds that I knew to be in jeopardy. And so, to the very unpleasant crux of the matter, the futures and options markets are no longer viable. It is my recommendation that all customers withdraw from all the markets as soon as possible so that they have the best chance of protecting themselves and their equity. The system is no longer functioning with integrity and is suicidal risk laden. The rule of law is that non-existent instead replaced with godless criminal political cronyism." And that's exactly what Obama's regime is. And the letter goes on to say, "Finally, I will not under any circumstance consider reforming or reopening Bernhardt Capital Management or any other iteration of a brokerage business until Barack Obama has been removed from office and the government of the United States has been sufficiently reformed and repopulated so as to engage my total and complete confidence in the government, its adherence to enforce the rule of law, and its competent and just regulatory oversight of any commodities markets that they may reform. So long as the government remains criminal, it would serve no purpose whatsoever to attempt to rebuild the futures industry or my firm. Because in a lawless environment, the same thievery and fraud would simply happen again, and the criminals would go unpunished sheltered by the criminal oligarchy and his Obama administration. So the head futures person of the world just announced that it's a total Ponzi scheme. It's not protected or anything by anything except a figurative numbers in the system, which they just make up. And the rules have it that banks are allowed to spend 10 times more than they actually have. The derivatives market is just total made-up figures. I mean, it's crazy the rules that they're playing by, and has built up to a total inflation of the world financial system, which the largest just shut its doors and made it that announcement. Pretty crazy. The economic collapse is a mathematical certainty. The dollar collapse will be the single largest event in human history. This will be the first event that will touch every single person in the world. All human activity is controlled by money. Our wealth, our work, our food, our government, even our relationships are affected by money. No money in human history has ever had as far as a reach as the American dollar. It is the de facto world currency, and all of the currencies collapse, well, will collapse if the American dollar goes as well. And it just goes to show you that the powers that be, even the bankers, the heads of some of these, are having awakening, because as they said in that letter, they can no longer consciously go on. And another quick article. This one talks about the oil spill, the Gulf oil spill. On the past year, 9 vocal critics or potential whistleblowers of the Gulf oil spill all have died extremely mysterious deaths. Their deaths could be strange, unrelated coincidences, or they could have been killed as part of a conspiracy to silence those who are speaking out against the worst oil spill in American history. 9 of the big people who are speaking up against the oil spill have all now been killed, or mysteriously been killed. Just goes to show you what kind of country we're living in. And this one, will Congress vote to crash Iran civilian aircraft? This law that's being passed through this new super committee that we've created will cripple Iran's passenger airlines, the civilian aircraft. Okay, this new law they want to pass. Basically, it's legislation that would prevent the president over there of Iran, from permitting the inspection and repair of U.S. manufactured engines on Iranian aircraft. So basically, once this law gets passed, it's going to shut down the whole Iranian. And this is part of what's going on. We're squeezing Iran. Now, let's not forget, the U.S. has already had a bad record in regard to Iran's and their civilian aircraft. Don't forget, the USS Vincennes, which in 1988 shot down an Iranian passenger jet after the Aegis computer system mistakenly identified it as an attacking F-14. So in 1988, one of our USS carriers shot down one of their passenger jets in Iran and just said, oh, it was a computer system mistake. If someone there did that to America, I think you know how our response would be. Another NATO proxy war begins. Rebels attacking military bases in Syria. Russia and China have already warned America, don't mess with Syria. And it seems that the West is already probing and backing possible militias and protesters there. And talking about Iran, airstrike against Iran nuclear facilities could kill hundreds of North Koreans and Russians. Another reason why they're saying don't mess with Iran, because at all these nuclear facilities, Iranians and Russians and Chinese are working. So an airstrike against Iran nuclear facilities could kill and would kill hundreds of North Koreans and Russians, not just the Iranians. And they're working in more than 10 different sites, nuclear sites. This article, Mike tells tale of growing U.S.-Israel gap. I don't know if anyone else caught this, but the microphone was hot when President Obama was talking to Sarkozy this week. Check out this YouTube video. And the two described Netanyahu as a liar and infuriated the Zionist lobby in the West, once again underscored the growing conflict between the U.S. and its client state, Israel. This is President Obama saying, Netanyahu is a liar, and the mic was hot, and they caught it, and now strained more relations with Israel. And this one, Obama vows to project power in Asia-Pacific region, letting China know U.S. is here to stay. The United States is a Pacific power, and we are here to stay, he declared in a speech to the Australian Parliament, sent an unmistakable message to Beijing. Again, Obama is trying Beijing. Another article that shows it. And this last article before we go to our guest, Pope McElvey, this one is just amazing. Check out Natural News. This is just unbelievable. Congress nullified as new illegal super committee pushes secret farm bill that will cost billions of dollars. This is basically a concentration of elite legislative power in America's well underway dictatorship. Today, as the new super committee is working on an end run around Congress to put another secret farm bill that would prop up failed agriculture policies and yet billions in taxpayer dollars. The super committee is a newly formed committee that basically is 12 people that bypasses the traditional debate process by elected representatives, effectively concentrating the power to shape laws in the hands of a mere dozen members of Congress. The very structure is elitist from the start, and it directly contradicts the United States Constitution. There you have it. To top off everything we just talked about, we now created a Congress super committee of a dozen people that are passing all these crazy laws, bypassing the elected representatives. There's no debate. There's no voting. They're doing whatever they want. What this latest move demonstrates is that the super committee will now be used as a way to bypass the rest of Congress with yet more bloated government spending, legislation that puts Americans further into debt that increasingly appears to be headed towards a total financial collapse. And there's 535 members of Congress. None of them now have a say in anything. So if you know a Congress member in your city, call your Congress member. Tell them that the Obama regime just created a super committee in Congress, which is now pushing through some radical, radical acts. The super committee is another name for the USSR's Supreme Soviet, or King George's Privy Council. Call it what you will. Check out 60 Minutes. 60 Minutes just did an article this week, and it's titled, Blows the Lid Off Congressional Inside Trading. This goes on to what we just talked about earlier in the show, where they're just doing whatever they want, and now they have a super committee to pass any law they want. This is real. This is what's going on in your country, in your world. Occupy Wall Street. Much love, but we need a lot more people. We need a lot more people waking up. So get this information out there. And stay true, research everything yourself, and get this information to whoever you can, because the time is now, time is short, and we need to start awakening our star brothers and sisters as fast as we can. And with that, we're going to play a little more with the Michael Scalar, Come Kick It With Me, and then Poke McElvey. Listening to Starseed Energy Radio. That was some more of the Michael Scalar, Come Kick It With Me. And now joining me on the show is Poke McElvey from Asheville, North Carolina, harmonyforhumanity.org. Poke, thank you so much for joining us. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you, Jonah?
Doing good, doing good. I had a lot of interesting news to report, and I know one of the big things that I've been talking about lately, and something we could jump right into, is the Occupy Wall Street movement.
I got to tell you, you've depressed me. I was having a great day, I'm sitting there waiting for the interview, listening to the news, and I got to tell you, man, it's not good.
It is not good. It is not, and that's why we talk about that stuff, because in the spiritual and other communities, a lot of people aren't aware of what's really happening, and that's part of the disinformation of what's going on. So it is depressive and down, which is more of a reason to pay attention to stuff, to send love to it, but it is bad what's going on, absolutely.
Well, I think we probably would disagree about some things, but, you know, I know one thing that we do agree about, and that is that we are going through a major transition on every level now. We're going through a major transition in our country, in our world, in the universe, in every aspect of every life and everything that exists anywhere. And it's very dramatic right now. And I think one of the things that is happening is that everything is being revealed. We are seeing all the roaches are scattering and coming out of all of their little holes and crevices and cracks in the wall, and we're getting to see them for who they are, whether it's a coach at Penn State who's been molesting children, or it's the Congress, or it's anything. I mean, everything is being revealed for what it really is. And you mentioned Occupy Wall Street. What, you know, that's, for me, that's hope. I see that happening, and I say, this is what it takes, because really we're beyond electoral politics anymore. We can't elect anybody that's going to do anything different than what's been done for literally probably as long as this country has existed, and actually probably as long as human beings have existed on this planet. Everybody has tried to maneuver and manipulate things to their benefit instead of the benefit of all. And we're moving in a time now, especially as we approach 2012 and beyond, where we will all have to depend on each other for our very survival. And I, you know, to me, it's exciting. It's an exciting time. And I was kidding when I said I was depressed.
I know
what you said.
These are the exciting indications that things are changing.
And yeah, absolutely.
I agree.
So what do you want to talk about, brother?
Well, let's first talk about, I mean, talking about all this with Occupy Wall Street and the shift in consciousness of what's happening, let's jump into your music, because I've heard your music and your music relates a lot to this. And first, tell us, like, when you started playing. Tell us about, you know, how you got into it and where it's taking you now.
Well, I'm an old guy. Okay, I'm 68 years old, and I'm performing at every opportunity I can now, because what I'm doing is I'm playing music that means something to me, and writing music about where we're going as in a positive way. I have to say that the way I look at things is I try to see everything from a positive perspective. Certainly there's a lot of negativity. You pointed out a lot of it, and there's a lot more than you pointed out. I mean, you could go on for the rest of your life and never cover it all on your radio show. But I feel that the reasons for my being here on this planet at this time, and I think that those of us who are here at this time have chosen to be, especially those who are conscious and aware of what's going on, because we're part of this shift that's taking place. And we all have to look for how we can make a difference. The way that I saw that I could make a difference is through music. I started playing many, many years ago when I was in college, and at the time that I started playing, the musicians who were my idols were Bob Dylan and you know, the protest music of the time. And so over many years, I've played a lot of different kind of music in a lot of different venues, and I guess probably about 5 or 6 years ago, I started writing what I call socially conscious or positive music, and that's what I'm up to. It's an opportunity to lift people up through music and to give them a message that makes a difference.
Absolutely, and that is exactly why I play the music that I pick on each show, the electronic music, because I feel just like the Electronic Awakening documentary that's out, for my generation, the younger people, there's not many people talking to them about the shift of consciousness and the electronic movement, the electronic generation, my generation, those tones, those vibrations, the music is truth. And with all the negative stuff and the depressive stuff that I talk about on the shows, it tries to even it out with the music, because music is so powerful that it could, you know, you hear all that stuff and then you hear a good song right afterwards and it kicks your spirits right back up. And that's why music and your music is so powerful. I've heard you perform, you know, live just a few weeks ago, and I was very moved by your music because it's truth and it comes from the heart, and that's why I play the music that I do on the show. And with that, let's get into your organization that you have with Robert Akers, and that's Harmony for Humanity. What's that, and how'd that come about?
Actually, I need to correct you. The original name of our organization was Harmony for Humanity, but we ran into some issues with that name with another organization, and so we had to make a change. The name now is Harmony Globally, which actually I like better because it really reflects more what we're about. Our intention with this organization, and we're a fledgling organization. Your listeners can check us out at harmonyglobally.org. We invite them to subscribe when they get there. We put out a newsletter once a month, sometimes a little more often than that, where we're primarily focusing on the things that that people are doing to bring more harmony, more compassion, more love, more peace to our planet. And we invite everyone to join us. There's no cost to be involved or to be associated with our organization. We just keep you informed. And we, you know, of course, would like to know of anything that people are doing that is making a positive difference on our planet. So that's what our organization is about. And right now, what we're doing to create more awareness of this idea of harmony and bringing harmony to the planet and to the people of our planet is we do it through music. We do it through concerts. At this point, we've done two concerts here in Asheville, which, as you know, Jonah, is a music mecca here. I mean,
absolutely,
it's just amazing, the music that's in this town, and a lot of great music. And so, you know, it appeals to a lot of people in this area. They come to our concerts. We perform. We have a lot of artists that perform. Everyone that's on our venue always is performing music that is, while it may be very rhythmic, very hard driving, everything from the blues to jazz to folk to virtually any music genre you can think of. We try to keep it all with a positive message, and it's just been tremendously successful. So really, would love to have your listeners go to our website, harmonyglobally.org, and subscribe, and let us keep them informed of what we're doing.
Absolutely. And also, one of the things that you and Robert have been working on is a new album coming out, correct?
Well, yeah, and you know, forgive me, but there's someone calling in trying to get on this line, and it's kind of interrupting. But I'm not gonna leave you to take that call. But yeah, we the last concert that we did here in Asheville was recorded professionally. We've been in the studio now for a month working on completion of that project. Some of the music that you have is not 100% complete. There's a few things that we've got to do to it, but we're working on that. As soon as that music is ready, there will be announcements made through our website, Harmony Globally, as to how people can download the music or buy the CD.
Excellent. And also, what we were talking about earlier and something that's come up in the last week since you and I have been talking, and it's something that you believe is really tied into the shift of consciousness, let's talk a little bit about laminate.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm really glad you brought that up because, you know, I think that we may feel at times like we're out here on this planet, you know, whirling around in our galaxy, all by ourselves with no help. But I believe that we have a lot of help from beyond, unseen help. And that help comes in many forms. Ideas, thoughts, creations of all kinds that are making a difference. The stimulation of more information. Just the internet itself is one of the most phenomenal tools that we have for educating each other. But I think that we can all look around. We know, and I'm sure you've talked about this a lot on your show, Jonah, about the fact that we are in this country, and actually throughout this planet, have come under the control of the pharmaceutical industry, what I call the Frankenfood industry. Have you ever heard that term, Frankenfoods?
Yeah, a.k.a. Monsanto.
Well, a.k.a. Monsanto, a.k.a. the agricultural industry, because what we're eating is food that really is only fit for Frankenstein, and it's turning us into a society of sick people, of course, facilitated by the medical industry that only knows how to do one thing, and that is to either pump drugs in you or cut you open and try to cut it out of you, okay? So we need some other way of doing it. And, of course, I have to say up front that there are a lot of great things out there, a lot of great products, a lot of natural products that help people. And I've been involved in the natural products industry for almost 40 years now. And about a month and a half ago, something came to me called Laminine that has absolutely blown my mind. Have you got about 30 seconds that I can tell you what it is?
Yep.
Okay. Laminine, some years ago, actually quite a few years ago, a Canadian doctor discovered through a lot of research that on exactly the ninth day of a fertilized hen egg, the growth factors within that egg are so powerful that 2 weeks later, a baby chick is hatched out of that egg, okay? On the ninth day, all the cells in that egg, the developing embryo, which is actually not an embryo yet because it's just cells, are what are called undifferentiated. That is, they can do anything. They can, and their job is to differentiate and start becoming beaks and eyes and, you know, feathers and organs and so forth, so that 2 weeks later you have a chicken that's born. Well, those cells are very, very powerful growth factors. And what this doctor found was that if you extract from that egg on exactly the ninth day those growth factors and give it to people who are terminally ill, they get well. Now, this doctor did all this work in Canada, and it was like actually in the late 20s. And as you would not be surprised, I'm sure, Jonah, he was attacked by the establishment medical profession, called a quack, and some years later he died, and when he did, all of his work died with him. It ended up in a file cabinet somewhere. Fast forward 50 years later, some Norwegian scientists rediscover the work that this doctor had done and start doing clinical research with it and discovered exactly the same thing he did. We now have this available. It's only been available in the United States since June. It's only available through one company, and it's available throughout the world now, just about almost everywhere in the world. But it is a phenomenal product that does amazing things in people's body, and it does it very quickly. Usually, within 2 or 3 days, you see major differences in how, in whatever it is that you're dealing with. And it doesn't matter whether it's sleep disorders or depression or ADD or low libido. Wow. I mean, you can go right down the list of just about anything you can think of, and this product works on it. So I wanted to let everybody out there know that there's hope.
Absolutely.
And also, just to, if anybody wants more information about it, they can go to my web. They can send me an email at feeljoynow@gmail.com. Or they can check it out on the web at Laminines, that's LAMININES.com/TOL. That's T as in Tom, O as in Oscar, L as in Larry. Laminines.com/TOL. There'll be a lot of information there.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Pope McElvey, so much for coming on the show. And, of course, check out his website, harmonyglobally.org. Pope, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, Jonah. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you.
Absolutely. I'll speak to you soon. And for all the listeners, we're going to listen to a little more of Scalar's music, and we're going to have to end the show here because I ran over on the news. And with that, Star Fam, I will speak to you all next week. Enjoy some Scalar.